heading down the stretch here on this Freedom Friday, our first Freedom Friday of the new year, January 3rd, 2020. New year, same unapologetic opinions here on the Big Talker FM. Our friend Yael Osowski from the Consumer Choice Center is on the phone line with us. Yael, it's great to have you back on the program. Happy New Year.
Yes, and Happy New Year to you, Joe. This is going to be a great 2020.
I hope that you were able to enjoy. I know you have a little girl like I do. I hope you and your wife were able to enjoy a very happy Christmas. I know you were overseas. I hope it all went well. And I caught some of the pictures, of course, on social media. Looked like you guys had a great time.
Yeah, it's been a really great season. We didn't have too much snow here, thankfully, so we were able to kind of walk around the streets, hit up the nice Christmas markets, check out the vibe throughout the city, and hang out with some of the in-laws. So all in all, great time, plenty of eating, plenty of visiting all of the bars and restaurants and enjoying everything in the city.
Yeah, no question. I think it's time to scale back just a little bit, but we're moving into a weekend, so why not just keep it rolling after just a few days of getting back to some type of normalcy? Hey, that being said, it looks like you also caught up on your shows that you enjoy watching, including your Big Little Lies program, the HBO series. I caught a tweet that you had mentioned just yesterday, and we were talking, today is Greta Thunberg's 17th birthday, so we were talking climate change a little bit, and moving into a new year, you try to be optimistic, you live with a glass half full type mindset, see how long that lasts until you know life beats you down again, moving through another year. That being said, when we talk about the apocalypse, Armageddon, probably maybe not the best way of framing the future for our young children out there. I know you and I are going to, you know, treat our daughters and give them a very clear perspective of the way in which the world works.
Yeah, this was within season two of the HBO show Big Little Lies, and there's an episode in which at the second grade classroom, one of the girls has to have an anxiety attack. She happens to have one right there in the closet, and it turns out that it's because her teacher has been talking about how the world is going to end in 12 years, how we're all doomed, and there's a climate apocalypse that's happening that's really going to put all of their lives in danger. Now, in the show, this is kind of seen as way too far, which is, I think, a good attitude to have. But look, Joe, the things that we see in Hollywood and in our shows and movies, I mean, these are always the ways that they try to test certain messages. It's the way that a lot of people exist in these ecosystems, and they're in these milieus, and they talk about it that way. They talk about climate change as this is going to bring the death of all of us in 12 years. We know that's not true. We know that great innovative technologies are being invented every day. There's more adaptation of this every day. And if we look back at the last decade, it's actually been the greatest existence for humankind in the last 10 years. All metrics, all measures, we're healthier, we live longer, people are not dying from things like pollution as much, our kids are much healthier. All measures say we're on the right track. There's a lot that can be done and should be done for sustainability in the environment, and it is being done. And as long as we allow consumers choices, as long as we allow innovation, we can actually get there. And that's not going to happen by scaring our kids to death, and it's surely not going to happen by any kind of government centralized solution by these big climate accords.
But why is does it seem that the doom and gloom, the if it bleeds, it leads type headline, why does that seem to be the messaging put out there by our leaders and not a message of what you just kind of laid out there so eloquently over the last 30 seconds?
I think it's a lot about trying to get people motivated and trying to get people out of the streets and trying to change behavior. We had that certainly around the net neutrality fake crisis, which you and I have been talking about for years now. And it's the idea that we have an urgency. We have some deadline. We have something that's going to cause some kind of harm, some kind of rift in the future. But if we act now, we can change everything. It's this kind of mindset that, particularly in the hands of particularly government bureaus, is very dangerous, because usually that means that someone's freedom is being taken away, that there's another tax that's being added on, that's another regulation that's being passed. And the history of humankind is more about adaptation rather than trying to dictate via these legislative proposals. So I think that that might be one measure. They're just trying to get people all riled up. They're definitely putting out some very good and interesting specials about this. You see it all on Netflix. You see Planet Earth. You see people talking about it. A lot of the Fridays for Future strikes that are happening around the world. People are upset, and I think a lot of politicians and NGOs thrive on that. They take away what is a very good message that environmentalism is important and turn it out to be we need more carbon taxes, we need to add additional taxes on all the products you use, we need to make sure that we ban cars in large cities. It goes way too far, and it really, if we look at it at the end of the day, is not very effective for trying to help the climate.